Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to 2025, and welcome to the Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us. So to start off the new year, first off, we got to go and do a little bit of work for our sponsor. That is TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com, listen, all throughout the tail end of last year, I talked about, you want to get yourself ready for this year and micromanage a little bit more. Downsize a little bit of all these extra platforms and things that you've been using that have not been effective. Too many logins to remember. Come on, we're in this society. Like we look at streaming, look at all these different accounts we have to go to. How about just going to one account? Log in and 500 tools are at your disposal. Marketing tools, AI, set up for your emails, your social media, your phone calls, all of it. And you're also including things like the missed callback text feature. All these different things. You have like a full office in your hands. TheBuzzCRM.com, all in one, takes care of everything for you for all your marketing needs. Go ahead and look for it right now. Sign up. Just go ahead and get it. Subscribe right now. TheBuzzCRM.com. Cannabis Radio uses it. I highly recommend it. Go get it today. So as we know, how about the cannabis industry rapidly evolving? We're into the new year. Last show, we talked about insights and predictions. I was with Richard Zwicky from the Green Peak talking about all that. And, you know, what do we do at the start of the year, folks? You know, we always... We got to get ourselves back in shape. We got to get everything back in order, right? You know, we kind of a little bit gluttonous, a little bit leftover, kind of slacked a little bit. Now we're going to get ourselves back into shape. We're going to get ourselves back into things. So what's the one word I always talk about so much on this program? Compliance. And I'm so happy that, again, Bethany Moore, who's been on with Cannabis Radio for so many years, and she's now joined right now with the GMP Collective, Content Strategy and Growth, and she... had somebody that he used to go and talk to quite a bit on the podcast she hosted there. And that is the CEO of the GMP Collective, David Valiancourt. And with me today, we're going to talk about the vital role of GMP, good manufacturing practices in ensuring consumer safety, facilitating international trade, and building a trustworthy and sustainable cannabis industry. And David is a leading force in establishing and implementing good manufacturing practices within the cannabis and hemp sectors. David, thanks for being on Blunt Business, your first time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Brasco. It's a pleasure to be here.
And by the way, it's not the first time you've been on the air with us, but I mean, we've had some talks, you know, in between in your appearances you've been on Cannabis Radio. But to just give a recourse for everybody out there, the GMP Collective offers a diverse ecosystem of experts providing solutions that enable global market access for cannabis businesses. So, David, now, GMP Collective, we're at the most recent MJ BizCon. I saw what a crew you have out there. Give me really quickly just the main message you had at the event and how you tailored your communication strategy to reach such a large and diverse audience with the cannabis industry. Because, you know, we know that GMP is a good, strong base standard that we shouldn't be waiting for regulations or any state bylaws or just anything where any cannabis control board, we shouldn't be waiting on them to give us that level of compliance, but that's where we should be.
Yeah, no, well said, Brasco. And, you know, the way we look at it is, You know, GMPs are all about, and what we do is all about making safety and success the standard. And, you know, as a business owner, you want to be successful, right? And you also want to be safe. You want to produce safe products. You want your consumers to be safe. You want your employees to be safe. And just saying that you're compliant with regulations just isn't far enough. You know, I mean, you think about any business, you know, I'm a small business owner, you're a small business owner. I'm sure a lot of listeners are. You know, at a bare minimum, you've got to, you know, pay your taxes. You've got to file with your Secretary of State. But that's not what makes a successful business, right? If everybody just did what the laws of the land said that we needed to do, we wouldn't have any differentiation. We wouldn't drive innovation. We wouldn't raise the bar. And GMPs establish that bar. They are a baseline for safe, consistent products. And it's how you differentiate yourself. It's how you provide, and you know, you can put a stamp of approval behind what quality means in terms of a safe product. And so we really focus on educating and empowering folks. We bring in a diverse array of consultants from across the world. We've got an amazing team of experts that can help bridge the gap between where companies are today in their journey to being fully GMP compliant, which again, it's not just about being compliant, waiting for the regulations. It's about separating yourself, setting yourself above the bar and apart from your competitors.
Now, the other thing we always got to talk about on here is this, because now I talked with Jay Verdi, who's with the insurance company Hub International, and talking about the fact that we talked about compliance on the show a few weeks ago. And one of the things that still stands out to me, and I'm still shocked by hearing this, is was the level of risk mitigation that some of these companies might have without naming names, and how much of a risk they are of losing everything because they have the bare minimum of mitigation insurance in their disposal. So like if there's a big claim that comes in, that's it, they're done. So if there's not enough investment going on from the compliance standpoint, but then again, not enough investment in the risk mitigation standpoint. So with, we talk about the fact that GMP standards can be perceived as cost. It can be, but it's an important investment, especially for smaller businesses, just like you said. But now what I want to know is that what the GMP Collective does, and you says with your group of experts, is that you do help navigate challenges and achieve compliance in a cost-effective manner. And you're able to all assist companies in that respect. So the importance of embracing GMP standards to enhance consumer trust and confidence in cannabis products, and also just, you know, what do you say to those people that, you know, that insist that this is something we just can't afford?
Well, you know, the risk mitigation is such an important component of GMPs. And I think about, well, sure, there's a cost for everything, right? There's a cost to have a compliance manager on staff. There's a cost to have a trimmer and, you know, an ops manager on staff. But those are non-negotiables as a business, right? To produce safe, you know, to produce cannabis products. GMPs are no different. And so when I think about the cost, thinking about a failed batch, you know, one failed batch from a third-party testing, you know, that results in you either having to destroy your product, remediate it, or delay getting shipment to market, or worst case, a recall. Implementing GMPs is a heck of a lot cheaper than one recall or one failed batch. When you think about it from that lens, it's a cost that you can't even, you know, it's a non-starter. It's a no-brainer. You know, from a certification standpoint, the thing I think about is, you know, to get that seal of approval, $23 a day. How cheap is that? $23 a day, and that keeps the regulators at bay. This is the best insurance plan the money can't buy.
But now there's the cost for it, but also when you look at what are the very factors that might there be in terms of manpower, in terms of the extra paperwork that's going to be done, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, what we found every time that we've come into a company is there's inefficiencies, and business owners more often than not are pulling their hair out, losing their hair. They're stressed out. They're staying up at night wondering, oh man, if everything going okay, I don't know. You know, they're running blind. They don't have deep insights into the status, the health of their operation. GMPs, when it comes to documentation, it's working smarter, not harder. It's documentation that provides a paper trail that allows you to defend your activities. So if something goes wrong because humans are involved and there's going to be a mishap somewhere, there's going to be an accident, you know, whether it's a miner, the yields aren't, you know, everything from yields aren't where they're supposed to be to total yeast and mold to how did, maybe the edibles came out, they didn't have the firmness and they're falling apart. Well, what happened? Maybe somebody forgot to measure out an ingredient properly. Could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
Without the documentation, who's to know? And then you're spending so much time doing rework when if you had a GMP program in place, you'd have identified the risks, the critical parameters that you need to evaluate, and you'd be documenting them. So it's really working smarter, not harder, and giving yourself that visibility that you need as a business owner to sleep well at night, to make smart decisions based on data. And when something does go wrong, a piece of paper to, you know, defend that you did everything correctly within your control.
And, you know, I'm going to do a New Year's resolution this year for folks. Okay. I am not going to continue to go ahead and, you know, attack. And you're going to fearmonger the industry out there about CannaTrust. Okay. And use the 2019 example of how over 5,000 kilograms of cannabis were destroyed. And I forget, it was like $12 or $15 million worth of product. But because of compliance, like I've used that for what, 4 years in this program or 5 years now, I'm not going to keep doing that. I think I've made that, I've hit that over the head too many times. So we're not going to go back to that anymore. I'm going to leave that alone. But from an international standpoint too, for those that want to invest, like you want to grow your business, I think eventually at some point we will have a thing where, I don't know, maybe we should go ahead and look at what other countries are doing right now. Canada to the north of us, you know, we're seeing in other markets over in Europe that GMP plays a role in meeting stringent regulatory requirements of different countries for companies looking to export cannabis products. Now, Canada obviously would call it the OPEC of cannabis because they are definitely an import-export. But for them, you know, there's unique considerations that what your team at GMP Collective advise companies to be aware of when, you know, there's also things about when developing and manufacturing innovative products. The thing is, you got to look what's the bigger picture outside of the country and also what needs to be changed when you have new products coming in, how GMP still needs to stay the standard.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about it, where's the puck going, not where is it today, right? And that's what we need to have as a lens. It's easy to get caught up in this myopic vision if you're a state operator and, oh, I've got to worry about, you know, competing against the 400 other operators in the state of Colorado, or I'm in Michigan, whatever state you are. But interstate borders are, you know, these are geopolitical boundaries that only in the cannabis industry do they exist today, as in terms of a, you know, supply chain and marketplace. In the hemp space, we don't have that barrier anymore. We're shipping products across state lines under the guise of hemp. You know, these are products that look almost identical to the marijuana products in, you know, state by state marketplaces. And then, as you said, let's take a step back. Let's look a little bit bigger. Let's look at Canada. Let's look at the rest of the world. The rest of the world, we've got over 40 countries with different states of medical cannabis programs. They all require GMPs. So what's going to happen when there's an international marketplace and your competition isn't just Colorado or another state in the country, but you're able to import products, even with a tariff, at pennies on the dollar? And because it's coming from, you know, Latin America, South America, you know, Africa, Eurasia, that's going to be real competition, because guess what? They're able to produce cheaper because of labor costs and efficiencies, and they're GMP compliant, which means they have the data to prove that their products are safe and consistent.
We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we've talked about the importance of GMP and the fact of what it looks like in terms of why you have to have it, the investment that you got to have no matter what. And if you want to go ahead and grow your investment, all these things need to come into place. But we mentioned the fact about, you know, other countries doing this now and making it where they're playing a role in this. But in America, we are having some things that are being done. And there was a recent story that you co-authored with Bethany Moore about the, I'm going to make sure to give the article here from Cannabis Science and Technology, titled Work Smarter, Not Harder, How ASTM Standards for Cannabinoids Improve Your Operations. I want to ask you a few questions on that and a few things more here with David Valiant-Courtney, CEO of the GMP Collective. If you want to go and take a look at their website, gmpcollective.com. You can find a lot of great information, resources, and take a look at that as we go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with David Valiancourt, CEO of the GMP Collective. And I want to just take a quick portion of context from the article from Cannabis Science and Technology that you and Bethany Moore co-wrote about ASTM standards. Now, from the beginning of the article, they mentioned the fact about the recent introduction of the Cannabis Standards and Regulations Act, the CSRA, in the U.S. Senate recently, further underscoring the importance of implementing GMPs in cannabis and hemp operations. Good manufacturing practices. We all know this. So Senator Ron Wyden introduced a bill. He's a Democrat from Oregon. He would grant the FDA authority to enforce GMPs for all cannabinoid manufacturers, aiming to safeguard product safety and quality for consumers, and additionally introduces strict requirements for facility registration, product labeling, and inspections, further integrating compliance into the federal regulatory structure. The writing on the wall, GMPs for cannabis are the future. Now, Senator Wyden has also been part of bills for legalization federally that he's also co-authored as well. So he's been definitely involved in all this here and really putting this up and forward. And that's quite a bill they put together. For the Senate to go and come off with this, it looks like it's pretty well structured. And, you know, when I look at it, it sounds like they're addressing a lot of issues in here within the bill that should be done. Now, that seems to be a positive step forward for oversight federally and GMP implementation. And one of the things is with the HHS rescheduling of cannabis, we've talked about on the program too about, well, will other letter agencies get themselves involved in cannabis once there's a rescheduling? So for instance, would the FDA or the DEA get more directly involved as a result? But what I want to ask you, David, is about how the cannabis industry can best leverage what is newly introduced ASTM standards, which are D8556 and D8557. They're meant to prepare for potential future regulations under the TRSA. So real quickly, can you identify what those particular ASTM standards are and how they would best prepare for a future CSRA?
Yeah, you know, and the way I look at it is, regardless of whether it's the CSRA or any other bill that's going to be introduced, you know, the signs are clear as we've watched the evolution over the last, let's say, decade, maybe 12 years, depending on, you know, how you kind of want to look at the real rush of legalization since, you know, Colorado and Washington first legalized adult use. We've seen a maturation and a shift in how programs at the state and even potentially federal level are being developed. So before it was compliance, right? Make sure that we're not getting products into the hands of minors, make sure that we're not having diversion out of state. And as long as you essentially did those two things, which, you know, was the major, the catalyst for the development of, you know, track and trace systems, life was good. You paid your licensing taxes and fees. Life was good. Quality wasn't at the forefront. It was kind of just assumed. And now we're realizing, wait, you know, we have all these products failing. We've got lab shopping issues. Final product testing doesn't work on its own. And that's something that the food industry figured out in the 60s. Something pharma figured out back, you know, in the early to mid 20th century. It's the reasons why we have the FDA. If you look at why the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act was created in 1938 or the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906, and history buffs or aspiring history buffs really want to understand why we have federal frameworks for these, oversight, go do some research on those two bills. Point is, you can just look to the past and understand where we're headed as a cannabis industry. And in state marketplaces, we've got 19 states now that in their regulations or in statute either reference GMPs or quality management system requirement. Again, that wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even an afterthought in Colorado or Oregon, Washington, when the states legalized adult use. Now it's the norm. You don't think twice. So it's coming. And what's great about these two ASTM standards is that hundreds of volunteers, including government, public health professionals, and in the case of the GMP standard, D855, let's make sure I don't get mixed up.
557.
557, that was written by one of our awesome consultants, Dr. Steven Gendel. He actually worked for the FDA for almost 30 years. he was instrumental in creating the Food Safety Modernization Act. So he took his almost three decades of experience at the FDA and looked at, you know, the different flavors of GMPs that exist for foods and drugs and dietary supplements and said, let's create a minimum guidance document that anybody producing cannabis, whether it's flower that's inhaled, whether it's concentrates, whether it's edibles, can use. So what these are guidance documents. They're like the cheat codes. So if you're an operator and you're like, where do I begin? I hear about this GMP and the need for a quality system, but it's overwhelming. Consultants are expensive. It's a black box. You can access these documents. You can purchase them through ASTM. If you're a member, they're free. And you can...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hand it over to your team and say, look through this. How do we implement this in our operation? It's a guidance document. It's the cheat code. So I encourage everybody that's out there that's looking to get ahead to download these documents and start implementing them into your operation.
I want to just give some context for everybody out there. So ASTM, that's formerly known as the American Society for Testing of Materials. That's over 100-year-old organization. And these new standards, just to give us the context real quickly, there are two complementary standards that address quality management systems and good manufacturing practices. D8556 provides a concise set of QMS requirements, quality management systems, that can be used as the basis for any and all of gap assessments, internal and external audits, training programs, certification programs, and implementation checklists. And then D8557 provides guidance for developing and implementing GMPs for the manufacture of cannabis/hemp containing edibles, dietary supplements, topicals, and inhaled products for human use. Now, the other thing that's been made distinctive about this particular framework is that D8557, the second one we just talked about, there's a one-size-fits-all approach for diverse product types. So it can be edibles or topicals that also fall in the same category. Talking about the flexibility of what this particular standard accommodates product variations and still maintains quality and safety.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about, to tie that back to risk, GMPs and quality systems are all about mitigating risk, which we talked about earlier before the commercial break, right? And
yeah,
with your, talking with an insurance company, or you're working with your regulator, compliance officers or compliance division at the state, how are you mitigating your risk? And what GMPs do is they provide you with the guidance and the tools to do that. And it's, I like to break it down for companies that, again, this can be a little overwhelming and intimidating, into something actionable. Think of it as a brainstorming exercise. Literally, let's get your best technicians, lead technicians that know the ins and outs of your operation. They know where all the problems are. They know where the pain points are. Get them in the room. Get them in the room with your compliance person. Get them in the room with your data person, with a quality person, and a scientist. And talk about what could go wrong. What could go wrong at each critical stage of the process, whether it's from ingredients. Oh, maybe we don't have a reliable source of, our sugar or our distillate.
well, what's the risk there? Could we be getting contaminated biomass or contaminated, you know, product that's going to cause an issue in our piece of equipment or have a contaminant that we're maybe not going to detect until final product testing? Is that a real risk? If the answer is yes, you say, well, what do we do about that? Oh, maybe we'll test our incoming material for the potential contaminants that we know might be in those products so that before we put it in our extractor or, you know, thin white film evaporator or worse, you know, in our edibles, that we've verified that there is no contaminant there. So by the time we get to final product testing, it's a formality. Product passes, nobody loses sleep. There's no back and forth of where did this contaminant come from. Reduces your risk. So literally it's sitting down, right? Having that brainstorming exercise, thinking through your process and your raw materials, your inputs, and understanding where those risks are, and then developing a plan to, you know, mitigate them. And then documenting the effectiveness of it so that in 6 months, you come back and say, wow, look, product failures are down 50%. We've had, you know, 25% less downtime on our equipment because we realized that we had to change a filter, you know, more frequently than we ever thought we had to. Those are things that make your business so much more successful and streamlined. And that's how to look at GMPs.
And that's the part where these new standards help kind of replace from or kind of just supersede some other standards that were put out there. And you interviewed Ed Nodland, who's ASTM's Cannabis Committee Membership Secretary. And basically what he's talking about there is the fact that there were several frameworks from a previous standard was put out there for establishing quality management systems and details and necessary elements. But it was the thought of the new one, 8556, that is allowing to create a more straightforward list with minimal requirements for each element of a cannabis QMS. Now, again, making it straightforward and minimal requirements. The other part I got to mention about is the fact that, you know, how these two new standards work together to create a comprehensive quality management system specific for cannabis. And as we targeted, you know, against smaller businesses, can they afford to go and do this here? You know, what do you say to those companies that feel like that they can effectively implement both standards without significant resource strain?
You know, I hear that a lot too. You know, I think myself as a small business owner, and hey, I'm not a Fortune 500 company. I don't have, you know, this long list of policies, procedures, you know, robust HR team with an onboarding process, because I'm smaller. It's simpler. We're more nimble. We have less opportunities for error and confusion. So you right size. If you're a five-person operation, if you're just pop, not even mom and pop, you're just pop, then you don't need as much onerous documentation as a company that's got, say, 100 staff and is growing to 500. So you right-size your operation. These standards provide the principles. Again, a brainstorming session is sufficient for doing a risk assessment. But maybe if you're, again, 100-person staff, you've got a cross-functional team. You've got different departments that you're bringing in, and it's a multi-day exercise. So you develop it based on your level of risk. And then I think perfect example here, the genesis for this standard was based on, you know, improvements to an older standard. And that's the beauty of both standards and when we think about our own businesses, innovation. What worked for us 5 years ago, we've learned a lot. So let's improve. Let's drive improvement. And so this standard is the next generation of what we learned when we implemented the first guide, when ASTM's committee created the first guidance document for quality. So it's driving improvements along the way. And that's how, you know, we should all think about our businesses as continuous improvement.
We're going to come back to commercial break, David. But when we come back, I want to go and also talk about another cannabis science article that talking about inconsistent testing results across different labs, because of course in the compliance issue we've seen these reports across where there's various batches being tested and contaminants are being found. And then the other part I want to talk about is the role of GMP certification and preventing product recall. So these areas are also very important, but also can come across in the same gamut as everything else when we're talking about compliance and testing standards. It's all this here for the common goal of making sure everyone finds compliance and to show there is a way to get the GMP status. We've talked about it with plenty of people here on the program. And David, I'm really glad that you're kind of giving us the real insight and just kind of breaking it down for us. And we've had others do the same thing here, but like I said, that's something where it's your livelihood. That's what you're doing right now, specifically with GMP Collective. You want to find out more, tap into their experts, tap into David and his team. Go to gmpcollective.com, gmpcollective.com. Go learn and get the resources. And at the end of the show, we'll also let you know what you should do. And once you contact, what you can go and get be a part of here with David and his team. We'll be back more with David Valiancourt, CEO of the GMP Collective here on Blunt Business after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're on the home stretch with David Valiancourt, CEO of the GMP Collective here on Blunt Business. And I had mentioned a Cannabis Science Tech article for the break about the issues of inconsistent testing results across different labs. So a lot of third-party testing labs we know that are out there. So at the same time, you know, what you're doing for yourselves in terms of having the paperwork, the resources, the investment within the outfit, but then outside the outfit because you need third-party results. Tell me about the context of analytical testing labs and how GMP standards will mitigate the problem and ensure more reliable results for cannabis products.
Yeah, you know, there's a few ways. And so, you know, lab testing, for all intents and purposes, this stage in the game is a necessary evil, but it's actually really valuable. You know, that's, think of that again as data. You need data to make decisions as an operation. So those labs are providing critical data about the quality and consistency of your products. But we know that you can go between different labs and you can get different results. The question becomes, well, why do we get different results and how different matters? How different of results, you know, what does consistency look like? And so the GMP system, back to that brainstorming exercise, and you ask those questions during the exercise and you determine how you qualify your testing laboratory. So again, how, you know, why are you picking lab A or lab B? And ultimately, it's about consistency, right? Consistency and repeatability. So you can document your criteria of why you've evaluated your testing lab. Audit your lab. You have every right to audit your testing lab because, again, they're providing critical data. So you need to know that you can trust them. And that's what GMPs do. One of the components is a supplier qualification program. Suppliers of data is just as eligible and applicable to having, you know, being part of that program as an ingredient supplier is, as a packaging supplier. So you're going through the exercise of making sure that the lab is one you can trust, that they're qualified to your specifications. And then if things happen, it's a collaborative relationship. Mistakes happen again, right? We've talked about that. So how is the lab communicating with you? Are they letting you know if you know, calibration check failed, if a, you know, control check failed, so that you can do an investigation together to determine whether or not that may have impacted your results? And so GMPs really provide, again, that documentation that here's, it's the rationale for why you test, why you selected that lab, and why you can trust those results. Knowing that there is variability within a laboratory, let alone between labs. And that's just, you know, the matter of kind of the scientific process with using these really high quality, precise, expensive instruments. They're still variable to some degree, and we have to accept that. But it's about limiting that level of variability that really matters.
Now, what about the importance? And I don't know how much you communicate with other third-party analytical testing labs, but when you are talking to companies that are searching for third-party testing labs to go to, what are some of the things that you need to make sure that they should be asking about before they sign up with one of those labs? And what their thoughts on GMP standards are if they're not already following them?
You know, when I'm working with whether it's operators or testing labs, you know, it's really about that relationship and seeing how open they are. You know, will the testing lab let you come in and audit them and inspect them? What does their quality team look like? What's their quality assurance program look like? You want to understand that. You want to have a relationship with that laboratory and know that they're going to give you the correct results, not just the results you want. And so, you know, even things like understanding their additional capabilities. I'm a big proponent, and in most states you can do this with, you know, research, whether it's like R&D samples, but it's being able to test in-process samples. You know, do they have the ability to test for more than just the minimum compliance requirements? Because right, those are things that can really help you. Are they willing to roll up their sleeves and give you tips on R&D and feedback so that when you send a new product in, you're sharing, hey, here's some of the ingredients that are in here. Are they able to, you know, kind of share some of the chemistry that might be going on and work with you collaborative? Those are the types of things that I really look for, because it provides a value add. And so that when things, again, inevitably do go wrong, you've got that relationship and it's an easier process to resolve than what I see way too often, which is an adversarial one. And it's not good for anybody. It's time consuming. It's expensive. It's painful.
Now, really appreciate you taking all my questions, David. I know it's throw a lot at you. Finally, I want to just ask about, from MJ Biz Daily, they actually wrote an article about emphasizing the role of GMP certification and preventing product recalls. And I want to go ahead, if you could elaborate on some of the key GMP elements that directly contribute to where contamination, mislabeling, other factors might commonly lead to recalls. What would you say about that in terms of, you know, those areas and what can be done to prevent?
Yeah. You know, again, I'll try to use like an analogy. You know, think about, I'm going to build a home. All right. If you've never built a house before, there's a lot that goes into it, right? You need what's the foundation? Are you on stable ground? Are you on stable land? Is it going to be modular? Are you going to have a finished basement? Or is it just a slab? Or is it just sticks you throw in the ground? And then, you know, where are the trusses? You know, where's the load-bearing walls? Have you thought about all that? Are you in a winter climate? Do you need a roof that can handle the load of, you know, snow loads? You've got to think about those things before you just go down to Home Depot or a lumber store, grab a bunch of wood, assemble it, and say, look, I've got a house. You've got a plan, right? You've got to start. You've got to think through what could go wrong and design it from the ground up. That's GMPs. Design it from the ground up. So, hey, I'm just going to make some edibles. Cool. I've got an oven. I've got some sugar. I've got some cannabis oil. And I got a spatula and I got a guy. All right. Are you going to make edibles? Maybe so. Are they going to be safe? Are they going to be consistent? TBD, we'll find out. So no, you've got to go through the exercise. Where am I going to get my sugar from? Walmart? Whole Foods? Does it have to be organic? Question those things. Is it going to be a reliable supplier? Where am I going to get my oil from? Oh, what could go wrong? We could have contaminants that, you know, concentrate that may not have been detected in the flower, but may show up in the final product because we're concentrating the cannabis flower into these, you know, high potency oils that we're mixing in. Well, how do I evaluate that? We're going to vet our supplier. You don't think that any Fortune 500 company or any product that's on your store shelves at the grocery store, you know, Kroger or Stop and Shop or Whole Foods, just says, hey, cool, sounds good. You've got some brownie mix? Well, I'll throw it on the shelf. No. Then how do I know I can trust you? Have you done your due diligence? That's key. So that's what GMPs are all about. It's asking those upfront questions, suppliers, training programs so that your guy knows how to produce safe, consistent products. What's the level of rigor that you need for a training program? Again, it's going to be different if you hire a technician that maybe has never worked in a restaurant or a kitchen before or a production factory versus you're hired a subject matter expert that's literally like written HACCP plans and food safety plans for 30 years. Different level of requirements is going to be involved. And that, again, determines how robust your documentation needs to be. So that's, you know, hopefully paints a decent picture of how GMPs prevent a recall, because everything we just talked about are areas where, if not done correctly, you get a failed product. And worst case, you miss it at final product testing because it's one, you know, it's one edible or one candy bar of, you know, 1,000 that you produce. So maybe you missed the contaminants and somebody found out and you would have, you know, recall your products 2 months later. That's something nobody wants on their conscience.
You know, I've been watching the second season of Tulsa King, and they're going through this whole thing where, like, okay, so one of the fronts they have for Sylvester Stallone's character, right, Dwight Manfredi, is they have a cannabis, you know, operation. And now one of the family members of his family is now, oh, we're going to get edibles together. Oh, I can do this and this. We can just put it together. Make it sound so simple. No, it's not. No. It's GMP. And we've heard about this. If we didn't hit you over the head with this so far today in this last 35 minutes or so, then, you know, you need to go ahead and learn more and continue to be educated. And David, your website is one of the best vessels for that, gmpcollective.com, gmpcollective.com. And as people are being directed to the website right now, tell them what they should be doing when they go.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much again, Brasco, for having me on. you know, our website, we've got a wealth of information. Under our resources page, we've got our webinars. So we've done over 27 webinars titled When Things Go Wrong, and we've had the gamut of experts from regulators to operators to, you know, extraction companies, everything in between, architects, you name it. We've covered quite a bit about what could go wrong. And so peruse that website, you know, take matters into your own hands, educate yourselves, use the free resources we put out there, read through our blogs, and then ultimately figure out where you need to begin, where we can best help you, and click on the contact us button. Reach out today, and one of our awesome team members will get on a call and we'll figure out how we can work together and get you to the next level.
Fantastic. David Valiancourt, CEO of the GMP Collective here on Blunt Business. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate it. And we'll definitely keep the door open to Kevin Bell on back.
Yeah. Happy 2025, everybody.
All right. Thank you, folks, for listening in to us as always. And again, that's how we start 2025 here on Blunt Business. Again, we're just hitting the ground running. We're going to go on with it. And compliance, this will be first of many episodes. I'm sure we'll talk about it anyway. But anyway, we'll talk to you next time. Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.